State Supreme Court Justice Frank Sedita rejected a preservation group's legal effort Thursday to save the historic amphitheater. Chautauqua Institution Chief Marketing Officer George Murphy says engineering studies show the 122-year-old structure is unsafe. And Murphy says because it's not enclosed, most of it's not original.
And part of it is because it is an evolving outdoor structure. So the benches have been replaced, the ceiling's been replaced, the roof has been replaced, the bowl has been re-poured a couple of times, the stage has been replaced four times. The emotion in the space is there, but from a physical point of view, most of it has had to have been replaced.
And Murphy says the institution's clientele is older.
Climbing into the bowl and going down the ramps, they're not ADA compliant, is very problematic.
So is a lack of space.
We have our own symphony, opera, dance, and theater companies, and sometimes we put them all on the stage at the same time, and they can't fit, literally, so we take space off the floor, and then we can't get the right amount of audience there. So it just isn't set for more contemporary productions.
Patrons, he says, will feel right at home in the new facility.
The Massey organ, which is the major structure behind the stage, is staying exactly where it is. So then the chorus area will look the same. The bowl is a little bit wider, but proportionally to the roof, it's the same. The opening around the perimeter, which is its hallmark feature, is the same height. So sitting in the bowl, you'll feel the same open air feel.
Community members have shown their support by donating more than $41 million for the new Chautauqua Amphitheater. Murphy says it's set to open in 2017. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.